أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن كذبوك فقد كذب الرسل من قبلك جاءوا بالبينات والزبر والكتاب المنير. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that the Jews, when they were called, all the Muslims were called to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah interpreted that as giving a loan to Allah Ta'ala. That means as a loan is repayable, Allah will definitely repay, give the rewards of it, and Allah will give much more. But the Jews, in their evil ways, they made a mockery out of it, na'uzubillah, and they said Allah is gone poor and we are rich, Allah is asking us for a loan. So on that, Allah Ta'ala refuted that, and also Allah said that you people say that only you will bring iman on a Rasul if he comes with the miracle that whatever is sacrificed for Allah, then a fire will come from the heavens and burn it out, which is a sign that that sacrifice was accepted. So Allah said, if that was the case, then the people before you, your forefathers, they also refused after seeing the clear signs. So that is no excuse whatsoever. So further Allah says, all this what they are doing, and they are falsifying you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are not believing in you. So Allah is specifying, comforting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that don't be so hurt about it. This is the habit, and they've been doing this with all the Anbiya before also. فَإِنْ كَذَّبُوكَ فِرْ أَغَرْجِ أَغَرْ يَهْ تُجْكُ جُتْلَاوِ. If these people don't believe in you, the true Nabi of Allah, then فَقَدْ كُذِّبَ رُسُلٌ مِّنْ قَبَلِكَ. تو پہلے تجھ سے جھٹلات کے بہت رسول. They have falsified many rasuls before you also. And the Anbiya that came with clear signs to them, they did not believe them. And those Anbiya came, جَاءُوا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Julai Nishaniya, who came with clear signs from Allah Ta'ala. Allah had given them miracles, and they showed those miracles also, but still these people did not believe. Was Zabur or Sahife, and they also came with various episodes, with various teachings of Allah Ta'ala. The Zabur of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam is famous, but yes, Zubur means all those which Allah had given to many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, his teachings, and they were great teachings of great enlightenment and guidance. Wal Kitab al Munir, or Kitab Roshan, and Allah had sent very clear kitabs also. In Zubur is included the Surat and Injil also. But because of this very special position of the Torah and Injil, the Torah which Allah had given to Musa alayhi salam, Injil which Allah had given to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah is referring to them separately, wal kitab il munir. In other words, in short, Allah had sent many Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah had sent them with clear signs, and Allah had sent them with great teachings from Allah Ta'ala, revelation from Allah Ta'ala. But in spite of that, especially this Jewish people, they did not believe. So the end, they are saying they don't believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is just an excuse. They are not believing in any of the Anbiya of the past also, and even of the present. So Allah Ta'ala is comforting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in these matters. The lesson we should take from here is we should have full conviction and full iman on the Quran Sharif. As it comes also that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will complain on the day of Qiyamah. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهَجُورًا. Oh Allah, my own people, they took this, they ignored the Quran Sharif. They did not believe in it, they did not read it, they did not practice upon it. So we must be very, very worried that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lays the charge against us, and we should ask ourselves that on a daily basis, how much are we reading Quran Sharif? How much are we practicing the Quran? How much is our character according to the Quran Sharif? How much is our lives according to the Quran Sharif? Even our aqaid and ibadat, and then muamalat, business dealings. Are we even anywhere aware of the teachings of the Quran Sharif? How to do business? And then muasharat, how to treat in society, what our families, how we should love, our akhlaq, our character. Is it anything that matches with the Quran Sharif? So that is, Allah is telling us about the Jews, what their condition was. We should take stock of ourselves, that how much have we got contact with the revelation of Allah. And the greatest of the revelation, the Quran Sharif. And 100% true and most illuminating, most radiant and most magnificent the Quran Sharif is. But do I read my Quran Sharif daily? Do I read my Yasin Sharif? Do I read Alif Lam Mim Tabarak Alladhi, etc., other surat, Ayatul Kursi, Surah Fatiha? Do I read this? This is all what Allah has given us, but what is our attitude towards it? Not all these ayats are not revealed just to point out the faults of the Bani Israel and of the Ahle Kitab, but it is to make us also aware that what is our condition with regard to the greatest revelation, the Quran Sharif. How much are we observing it? How much are we fulfilling the rites of the Quran? How much do we believe in every ayat of the Quran? Or do we find fault in some of the ayats which are not according to our desires, which are not according to our thinking? Do we follow our and give preference to our thinking or to the teachings of Allah Ta'ala? So Allah make it that we take a lesson from here and we make 100% the Quran Sharif, we follow it. Everything what the Quran Sharif has commanded us, we try our utmost to do that. And what the Quran Sharif has forbidden us from, we stay away from that completely. May Allah give us all tawfiq to act according to the Quran and fulfill the rites of the Quran and become the favorites of Allah Ta'ala, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Inna lillahi ahleen. Allah also has got family people. Not family, blood ties, but the Sahaba asked, Man hum ya Rasulullah? Who are those who are the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hum ahlul Quran. They are the people of the Quran who engage themselves with the Quran. They make the Quran their dressing, their living. They live with the Quran Sharif. Hum ahlullah wa khaswatuhu. These are the people who are the family of Allah and the very special and close family of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us the true connection, relationship with the Quran Sharif, and that we live and die by the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana.